Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Man, oh man, oh man, are you missing out? I don't know where you live in this world, but if you're in America, in North America, where I live, and don't live in Daytona Beach, I'm sure it's not 68 degrees and sunny today. I'm just positive about that. A little chilly to get in the water unless you're from Canada, which is happening a lot right now, but it's a beautiful day. Hope it's beautiful where you are. I like it, except the cold stuff. That doesn't make me happy. So today, I'm going to teach you about some success calculations. A lot of people that I end up talking to, and I coach humans because most people who listen to me are human, and I coach a lot of business people. And the business people come to me not because they don't know business. They come to me because they're human and they can't wrap their head around certain things. We talk about that stuff. So today, kind of a human intervention, if you will, on a business that wasn't doing what it's supposed to do and how we got them doing what it's supposed to do by speaking human to him. That's how it works. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's me, Scott Smith. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. We just had a little fun around here today. Not for everybody, for sure, but if it's for you, I hope you'll stick around. I promise you this, having done this for such a long time, there are so many people who are still around in the hundreds of thousands, and they check in with me every so often. Now we're at the point where not only do I hear from people who've been with me for just every change of life you can possibly imagine, and not the whole time. I mean, they're in and out. Nobody sticks with anything, you know, continuously forever. Well, a few do. There's a couple out there. But now we're getting like the kids, and we're not getting the kids of the people who started listening. We're getting the kids who started out as kids. They were very young. They might have been 10 or 11 years old because they just started listening. And now they're grown up with babies and they're getting married and getting jobs themselves. It's so cool to see. And one thing I've learned over time, the people who really succeed in anything. And when I succeed, I'm talking about just being happy, whatever that is for you. It's not the success happiness, not what everybody else teaches and preaches. It's no, I don't care what it is for you. I have no desire to tell you what to do. Whatever's in your mind, if you have nothing in your mind, I have a desire to help you figure it out, but I want you to go out and get after it. But I can tell you this, the people who consistently, over time, keep their personal growth, you know, nice and fit, they make an effort all the time to do that. It's on their mind, they do the work, they get in touch with themselves, they understand who they are, they learn the skill set. The people who do that, not only are they happier, they get pretty much anything they want. And if you change your mind, no worries. You just change your mind because you have a skill set to go do it. So stick with it. Keep educating yourself. You are, I don't even know what the percentage is. I bet you're 1%. I bet you're top maybe 2% of the entire planet who does this. So good for you. Good for you. Let's talk about success. Do you have big dreams? Get some big dreams, I guess. I know what I want. I mean, I'm kind of living my dream right now in a sense because my dream is to do what I do. I'm happily doing what I'm doing, and everything else is to me is like, okay, it's just a project. It's something I want to go for, something I've decided to go after. But for the most part, as long as I can do it the way I do it now, I'm a happy guy. I've set goals. Have you set goals? Are you filled with excitement? And you ready to set your fears aside? Are you running off toward your success? Or are you kind of stuck in place? It's complicated, isn't it? It really is. It's like, wait a second. It should be like this. If I could figure out what I want, and that's a whole series of podcasts right there. That's what Face Your Passion does, by the way. If I could figure out what I want, and then if I could set the goal, and then if I can go out after it, life would be really good, right? I could get myself going. It will happen. Here I go. Look me. I just got all smarty pants. I talked my wife into it. I took out a loan. My kids aren't going to see me for a year. But here I go. I'm going to start my thing. I had a client like that. Started a business, a small business. And I just stopped by one day. I do that sometimes. I go on walkabouts. Crocodile Dundee used to call them walkabouts. I sometimes call them a talkabout. I sometimes decide to go out and just stop in and have conversations with people. And if I have clients in town, I do have clients. Usually I have a couple right now that are very nearby to where I live. Business owners. And I'll stop in. And he had that question on his mind because he was kind of confused. His new business was growing a whole bunch slower than expected. Now, the first rule of running a business is the expectation that it's going to grow slower than you would like it to. That's why you need to have a couple of years of savings before you start. He was beginning to wonder if his dreams would in fact come true. Would he make it? Stress was high. and time and money are running out, which is probably why the stress is high. Although I don't think that's the case in most cases. People do get stressed about money and time, but if you're an entrepreneur, that's kind of the norm, right? It's not about that. It's not about just chasing the money. That's going to happen. That's what you're doing it for. But ultimately, it's about the challenge. It's getting it to work. That's the thing that drives people crazy. Have you ever noticed that? You got to get it to work. You got to figure out a way not only to deliver a good product, but something a customer actually wants and they want to come in the door and buy it from you. And that's the hardest part. So from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I know that's me. It's not the money. I could care less if I get something to work money-wise. But man, if my best idea in the world wasn't popular, then well, no. I've seen these situations a lot. So I walked in and I decided to walk them through a couple of questions, three questions. And they should have been answered before the business was started. And there was still time though, but you're maybe before your business. And if not, you've got time. So my first question was, how long will it take you to learn the skills required to succeed? Sales, marketing, customer service, anything and everything needed to run a successful business. The startup stuff, if you will. How long? Everything takes time, and you need to be able to survive that learning time. I know it seems simple, but how long do you know? If it's tech, we have a lot of people. We help people start online businesses around here. It's one of the things I do. I don't go out and sell that, but a lot of folks come to me and they say they want to be a coach, a consultant, things like that. Lots of people in Fisher Fashion do that. And eventually what ends up happening, once they figure out what they want to do, then they got to go build the business part of it. So we kind of help them do that. But when you think about it for a second, you got to build the tech out. You got to understand the marketing part. You got to understand how to make a sale. How do you deal with customer service? How do you do all that? What's the cash flow? I mean, who's your merchant account? All that kind of stuff that happens. All these things come into play. How long does it take to get there? Do you have enough money to survive to get there? Do you have enough energy to survive to get there? Do you have enough community support, family support to get there? How long is it going to take? I can tell you this, it will take longer than you think. A bunch longer. Double, triple what you think it's going to be. So how long does it take for you to learn the skills that you need to succeed? Some people, it's 20 years. Depends on what you're doing. Next. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. How long do you have to churn and work to get your goal? How long? Because we got to learn the stuff first, but then we got to start doing it, right? Was he committed long enough to get it to work? Was there a deadline? Momentum building in anything can be exhausting. How long can you keep going? You got to stay fit. You got to eat right. You got to take care of yourself. You got to keep your mental health right. You got to take some vacation, take some rest time. You have to do all that stuff. So number one, when you start, is do you even know what it takes to do it? And if not, how long will it take for you to learn that? Number two, once you get it going, you know what doing, how long do you have before it has to work? Before your drop dead comes. And the most important question, of course, was last, because when you ask it first, people don't listen to anything else. How long will it take you to burn through your resources? Cash. Credit, free rent on your building, favors, family, friends, all that kind of stuff. It can be humbling and scary, but it can also set you free. Now, you know, so I just had a thought. Okay, somebody's saying to me, no, the Scott, that should have been the first question. No. I mean, you should have an idea, yes. You should know. But how can you know that if you don't know how long it's going to take for you to learn? How can you know that if you don't know how long it's going to take you to actually build a business? How can you know how long your credit line, your cash, your free rent, all that stuff is going to last? You're guessing. But I know you got the business card, you got the printer, You've got the hats. You printed the t-shirts. It's all there. Look, Mom, I got it. You even set up your bank account. You got your merchant accounts. Everything's all set up. Look, I got my business ready to go. No, you don't. You just got stuff. So a few hours went on in our learn, burn, churn conversation. And he could pinpoint exactly how long they had to reach their goal. He had a definite timeline. The entire team was focused their energy on that. And they created what I like to call minimal viable actions of what would achieve success to fit their goals. I am very guilty of doing two things, taking very minimal viable actions just enough to get it done, kind of test things out, and also doing everything to excess, perfection, spending month after month after month making something because I kind of like it. And it's a waste of time. They figured out minimal viable actions, just enough to get it going just right. Within months, they reached their goal and enjoyed the success that they wanted to have. I think about a restaurant right now. There's a restaurant in town having trouble. And I remember I went to the restaurant, big restaurant. It's 21,000 square feet, big. On the water, beautiful place. And I went and saw them for the first time, and their menu was about, I don't know, literally about 16 pages. Colored and laminated. 16 pages of every possible. The only place I've ever been to, I get pizza and sushi and burgers and everything at the same place. Everything. I thought, man, they can't keep up with this. Everybody who owns a restaurant knows, keep it simple, right? Well, they had trouble. They had to fix a few things. So what did they do? Minimal viable actions. The menu is now 4 pages. It's kind of like a Mexican restaurant. 3 ingredients. 4 pages of stuff. I'll have that tonight because I know it's so much different than that. Learn and churn and burn. How long it take to learn? How much time you got to reach your goal? How long till your resources run out? How long? Whether it's your own business, somebody else's, even your life, your goals. How long do you got to get it to happen?
But that's so demotivating, Scott.
I'd rather demotivate you than have you lose money. I would. Think about that. FaceYourPassion.com. We talk about this stuff all the time in incredible hour-long coaching sessions. You will not believe what's there. Go to FaceYourPassion.com. Check it out. If you have questions, shoot me a note.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.